This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi there, podcasters. It's Scott Mills here. Isn't the internet brilliant? This is one of our daily podcasts from BBC Radio 1. Thousands of men entered our competition One Night with Laura, where you can win a chance to be the new boyfriend of Laura, who works on my show. She's been single for ages, so we tried to find her a new man, and it worked. We held auditions all around the country, and the winner of One Night with Laura was Gareth from Somerset. They went on a date to Paris. This is how it went.
One Night with Laura, only on Radio 1. Radio 1.
We searched the UK to try and find Laura's brand new man, just because she's never had much luck in the man department. So the Radio 1 listeners voted Gareth off of Chard as Laura's new man. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the date went well, yeah?
Yeah, it was very, very nice.
Yeah, you loved it. Now this is where we find out whether love was in the air in Disneyland Paris, or whether it was just a Mickey Mouse competition.
Well, you know me, Scott, I don't kiss and tell.
And also, I've noticed with you, Gareth, you don't pay anyone compliments very often. In fact, quite the opposite, I would say. Why not tell us what you said to Laura on Saturday night when she'd had some wine?
I didn't say anything, I don't know what you were talking about.
You called me a blotchy mare.
Go on, tell us.
Well, she's had quite a lot of wine, her face was getting a bit blotchy, so I tried to tell her to put a bit of makeup on.
Put a bit of makeup on, you blotchy mare. But that's really nice from Gareth.
That's smooth.
Yeah. So we'll find out in a moment if love did happen. First of all, in traditional style, let's find out what you thought about each other.
Gareth has been absolutely brilliant today. He's been excellent company, and to be honest, I'm really glad that he came on this date with me.
I sort of felt like I'd known Laura for a lot longer than I actually have, because of like her personality is very much like, you know, just blah, you know, just whatever. Speak to anyone, and I'm pretty much the same. So
now, could you hear that music in the background?
Yeah,
Disneyland Paris, brilliant. However, the music really loud, like cartoon music. All day. Ah! I'm losing my mind. Whistle while you work.
Makes you walk funny as well.
Right, here's some more of what you thought about each other.
I think that me and Gareth have been going on very well, actually. We've had a real laugh. He's a really sweet guy.
Laura's best point, probably a personality. Like, we didn't really know her when it was as far as being on the radio and everything's concerned, because everything in the studio environment, but since, you know, we've been sort of here today and just sort of wandering around the lounge, but having a good laugh, so yeah.
You sat on some small child whilst you're doing that one.
That was, yeah, that
just to hear some wailing in the background all the way through.
He wanted one.
I want one.
There was a lot of that going on, a lot of kids crying.
I'm not sure what Gareth thinks of me. There's been moments today, like we were having lunch together alone, and he was kind of looking at me a bit too intensely. But I think he thinks I'm a good laugh. I've made him laugh today, but I don't know if he thinks anything more.
As far as Laura goes, I think I've always thought that she was pretty good looking, and I like her personality, so I guess so.
You love her personality, don't you?
No, it's rubbish.
See? But if you say somebody's got a nice personality, then you're...
What are you trying to say?
Well, isn't it?
What?
Well, if you go on about personality all the time, then you're diverting attention from looks.
Gareth.
What?
What do you think about that last comment?
I just ignore everything that comes out of his mouth. Come on, chopper.
Oh, God.
I'm not actually sure if Gareth fancies me or not, but I definitely think that he will say that we had a great time on the date and that I made him laugh, and that's kind of all that matters to me.
I don't know whether Laura fancies me or not. I wouldn't know if anyone fancies me or not.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
I don't think Gareth's got many bad habits, but one of them's got to be that he continuously says that he's bored all the time. and his attention span is about 2.5 seconds.
Anyway, Laura gets bored easy as well, so she can't say anything.
I'm telling.
Right, so now you've heard each other's comments, the nation wants to know, are you in love?
Do you know what? If I'm honest, I'd say not at the moment, but I think it's something we could grow into.
Right. Yeah, work on it. Yeah. And make it work.
Yeah? So, I mean, do you think that anything more is going to happen?
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but we are actually engaged.
See, I mean...
Where's the ring?
Are you glad that I was there just to act as Gooseberry and made sure no hanky-panky happened?
Well, you didn't seem to enjoy it much.
That was because you two were like... Nah.
A bit of jealousy there, Scott.
Private joke. Oh, isn't that funny?
It was all about you, Scott. Isn't it? Yeah. Me. Woe is me, I'm on the radio.
So you could learn to love each other, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Because basically he filled in the online form. He is now your boyfriend. So, I mean, it's going to have to be that way, really, isn't it?
I've got the paperwork to prove it.
You're my wife now.
So you are going to learn to love each other, and you are still boyfriend and girlfriend, yeah?
Yeah.
You should take the eye patch off now, Gareth. It's getting really, really wearing. So that was our podcast from BBC Radio 1. My name is Scott Mills. If you liked what you just heard, you will love our show. Weekdays from 4 till 7 on Radio 1.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Scott Mills, Curse Crosses on a holiday.
National Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.